News.
And we begin with that breaking news in the Mahogany Jackson case. Right now, six of the eight people charged in the kidnapping and murder of that young Birmingham mother are in court today. These are the six suspects. Their charges include capital murder, kidnapping, and sodomy.
Yes. Welcome back to the podcast. Whatever this is, indeed, your brother Big VJ checking in, right? And today's conversation, we're going to read an article. It's coming from the great state of Alabama, right? Shout out to our sister Mercedes. Shout out to our brother Kyle, right? That put something on the table in which we can have a great discussion about, right? For me, beloved, you know, Alabama is my family's old country, right? It is indeed my second home, you know. If you hear me talk about Alabama, sometimes you will even hear me describe it as Alabama sometimes, right? If you ever hear me say that, I am not referring to an Allah that's a desert god from the east. You know what I'm saying? He's a spook god. He's flying in the sky. Nobody know what he's doing. That's not what I'm doing. If you hang around anybody with knowledge of self and you hear the term or the word or the name Allah, 9 times out of 10, they're just saying arm, leg, arm, head, right? For the original man is Allah, and Allah is indeed the original man. You will hear me refer to the great state of Alabama as Alabama because Alabama is indeed the home of the original man, right? In my estimate now, beloved, I feel as though that Alabama is the greatest state in the nation. That's just my take on it. I also feel like 60 years from now, because I know they taught a lot of our people now to look down the line, but 60 years from now, I feel as though that Alabama will be the most prosperous state in the entire nation. It's clear, it's a no-brainer that a lot of states can live and function with just one city popping, right? All the state of Michigan need is the city of Detroit, just one popping city. This is no disrespect to Flint or Lansing or Saginaw or nothing like that, but I'm just saying, just Detroit is popping. Illinois can make it with just Chicago. You know, Wisconsin just need Milwaukee. St. Louis, Missouri only needs St. Louis. You know, it's cool if, but there's just, so when you're in America, it's United States Incorporated, and these cities are just, it's just everything is to make money. Because we know that Alabama is the only state that you will see Huntsville is popping. Mobile is popping. Montgomery is popping. And Birmingham is popping. And they're dumping so much money in the great state of Alabama that the other cities, they're emerging just the same. Like Prattville is popping. Like it's, they're going to fix it so the whole state is going to be on fire. And when you look in, when you look at the South is not really set up that way, with the exception of Texas. Louisiana live off New Orleans. We, no disrespect to Baton Rouge, what the locals call Baton Rouge, but it's just New Orleans popping. Mississippi is dope. Hattiesburg is popping. Jackson is not on fire like that. Biloxi is a casino city, but it's not on fire like that. So we talking about the future. 60 years from now, remember your brother predicted that Alabama would be the most prosperous state in the union. Our people got to live to see it. Huh? Did you hear me, beloved? Our people have to live to see it. You know, when I was in California, beloved, I was encouraging our brothers and sisters in California to move to Alabama. I'm like a recruiter. I'm moving around in the city. I'm like, bro, this ain't it. Beloved, I love Detroit. I'm like, yo, this ain't it. You know what I'm saying? This ain't it. I don't care how many more millions y'all dump downtown. This ain't it. It's time to go. New York City is popping. No disrespect to Buffalo. New Yorkers are not doing well. I want to encourage everybody to come to Bama. Atlanta's been on fire. And Macon is not benefiting. Nobody's diving further east and running to Savannah. Savannah's not benefiting. The state of Georgia just gonna live off Atlanta. I don't know. Maybe all that is a different story for a different day. We gotta think about our future. We gotta think about what state has the best farmland, the best sun, the best access to land when you purchase a home. Right? Let's take a look and see what we got. The link is going to be in the description bar like we always do. WVTM13. Headline reads, deplorable and sickening. 7 charged in kidnapping, sodomy, murder of Birmingham mother. This is an original woman. This is indeed an original woman. You know, before I begin, let me say this, because again, you know, I love Alabama. This is my second home. You know, friends is, well, let me say it this way. You know, Madea used to say, you know, you gotta pick your friends like you pick your fruit. And I just grew up around 2 big mamas that we never seen any of their friends. Being born in the 70s and being a 70s baby, right? You really get to see life in those 90s. And I am very appreciative that I came up in the house phone generation, because Madea and them would be on that house phone. They'd be on that jack all day, talking to neighbors, talking to people in the neighborhood, but nobody never came into the home. Nobody ever came over to the home, because you just didn't do that. If they were gossip queens, everything is going to take place on the phone. You didn't bring people around your family. I was taught that. They never came around your family. I just never been over any of my big mama's house, and they got 4 or 5 homegirls, you know, Miss Rhonda from down the street, Miss Tamika from across the street. They just coming up. It just never happened. It was a phone game back in those days. They didn't hang out with, it was a phone game. Therefore, my mother and father was raised the same way. They got, my pops got partners, they get on the jack. My mama got homegirls, they get on the jack. If anybody will come by your house, it's going to be a family from the simulation, which we call the church house. You may get Sister Johnson come over. You know what I'm saying? Sister Williams come over. But this whole, the homegirl thing, it just never, that was never part of my existence. I've never seen it. So, of course, when we have conversations, I'm like, bro, I'm like, this whole family thing, family is everything. Having a wife is a very revolutionary act in this country. They used to pass laws so you couldn't get married for a reason, because it strengthened the marriage union. So it's cool to have children that just kick it with each other. It's cool to have children that just kick it with each other. Nobody is trying to raise a social butterfly. Now, when we start talking about our village, the unfortunate truth is many of our people is filled with poison. The elders said it, the ancestors said it. In fact, it was a wise man that lived amongst us, and he said, our people is filled with poison and rust. He's no longer here, peace be upon him, but it is what it is. He posed a question also. He said, what is the means and methods that should be used to remove the poison and the rust from the said worst ones? He brought a program to our village, yet everybody is not a subscriber of this program. So we got an elder that is currently living, and he too said that our village is filled with poison. So the remedy was, if there is no contact, there is no conflict. So you stay away from each other. There's nothing wrong with speaking and being cordial, and but friends and shit like that? No, I don't believe in that. Yo, when Cat Williams came through the city, he did, and he's doing this, he's in this Dark Matter tour. You know, man and wife went and checked it out. While we going to check it out, though, we rolling with my son's rolling with us. Family unit. That's it. We jump on the jack and we talk to the homeboys and the homegirls, and all we got is our family. And we're going to use all our time, talents, and energy to build our family. That's all I know. I don't really know nothing else. I'm just that I don't know nothing else. You know, I wish I had more. That's all the more we needed, though. I never seen anything else. I just never seen anything else. Let's take a look and see what we got, because I don't want to just, you know what I mean? But let's see what we got. Boy, that's a cold headline, ain't it? You know what I'm saying? Before we even get into this, I think they sentenced the Carly. I can't remember the sister's last name. The Carly? The young adult mother. I don't know. I'll take that back. I don't know if she's a mother or not. She's seen the child down there on the road or something. The whole thing was a hoax. You know, everybody looking around. I think they gave the young sister a year or something like that. So voting is important, because the prosecutor, I don't know. It looked like that judge was kind of like chill to me. But that prosecutor was doubling down on some time. And I think they hit the young queen with like 12 months. And we may talk about that. I don't know how I really, you know, I mean, yeah, we'll talk about that. Multiple arrests have been made in the kidnapping and murder of Birmingham mother Mahogany Jackson. So we just want to say peace be upon her sister. She's no longer here. We send condolences to her family, right? Man, that's, you know, niggas. What else can you say? Niggas. What else can you say? You know, separation, beloved, is our salvation, right? Check this out, because I really want to clarify something. You know, separation is our salvation. And in this separation, because we all live in the United States Incorporated, it is a mental separation, which, of course, so goes the mind, so goes the body. So you physically, you restrain yourself from being around people, right? All right, we got that. That doesn't mean you stop hanging around these devils to hang around these other devils. Because we are taught that our people are filled with poison. You understand? So we just, you know, it's cool having associates. But, you know, we don't have to do anything new. You know, I'm a stickler on what shit. You ain't really got to do nothing new. All you kind of like have to do, if you're coming up in the village, is do what your elders are doing and do what your ancestors taught you to do. And I just never seen this whole buddy-buddy hanging out with that's not my reality in my family. That's not our reality. Like I said, the closest we may get is the church family. But just, I live on this block and I'm this age and I'm hanging around. That shit, we don't do that. And this is coming from a man that, beloved, I've been in my own place since I was 21 years old. Since I was 21 years old. I'm talking about paying my own rent, bills, every goddamn thing. Then, you know, I got my own family. I'm young and I'm in my 20s. I got my own family. Beloved, we ain't just, I ain't got nobody coming over to the, just, that's not a, that's just not a reality. Listen, it just going back to just, it's going back to parents. It's going back to the words of my, when my big mama said, don't be unequally yoked, I didn't take that, and none of us took that, that she meant that to say, your spouse shouldn't be, that's part of it. Your spouse and your friends, you shouldn't be. So if I'm married, I'm a young 20, I'm married already. What do I need single homeboys for? What you need single home, if you just a single mother, and you aspiring to be a wife, okay, why would you hang around other single women? They just want to get high and go to the club and they just want to fuck random niggas. Y'all are not equally yoked. When Big Mama said that, she just didn't mean that for we can run out and find the opposite sex. You are, nothing in your life should be unequally yoked. If you're in partnership with anybody, y'all should be on the same level. So if I got a partner on the jack and he like, V, I'm finna come through, he pull up with his wife and his kids, and I got my wife and my kids. We're equally yoked. I don't need a nigga coming over here with a six, I don't, nigga coming over to your house with a six pack and a blunt, and I got my whole family in him. Like, bro, that shit, I don't know who's doing that shit. If we are single mothers and we are single fathers, we hanging around who we are striving to be like. We got them on the contact list. We're watching, but we are connecting with those that are in our destiny, but not with friendship. We can talk on the phone and do that. Outside of that, man, I'm over here on my path, my journey as a single father to be a great father. And I'm looking for a spouse. And she's on her journey being a great mother, being a great provider, looking for a spouse. And we just focus on our family. That's just my take on that. On Wednesday, the Birmingham Police Department held a press conference announcing that 7 people had been arrested in connection to Jackson's death on charges including felony murder, kidnapping, sodomy, and assault. 7 people has been arrested. Everybody got their own mom and daddy, so 14 parents, they're involved. Right? 14 parents is involved. I'm going to just throw this out there. You know what I mean? When you're in a neighborhood, I'm going to tell you when the most dangerous times of the day is in that neighborhood. I want to say from 9 in the morning to, I want to say what? It's about 2 p.m. That's the first danger zone. 9 in the morning to 2 p.m. Because when you start getting around 9 to 2 p.m., everybody is primarily at work. All the children, they're in school, they're in daycare, right? All the seniors are pretty much at home watching their game show, reading a magazine, reading the paper, reading something. They out the way, totally. And then you have a block of adults, a bunch of niggas, they run around and do nothing but get high. And this is where you get these robberies occur. This shit is in the broad daylight. Robberies is going on, jackets is going on, B&E's is going on, carjacking is going on between 9 and 2 in the morning. And then you get another danger zone. You get the kids that get out of school. Everybody's like in a transition. And then the parents start getting off work. This is another transition. And then things begin to settle. People start having supper around 6, 7 o'clock, right? This is in the evening. And then the sun start going down about 9 or something. So you get right around 10 p.m. to 2. That's the second danger zone. That's the second. This is when niggas come back out and got absolutely nothing to do. Because see, while everybody's at work, that first block between 9 and 2, see these niggas running around, getting drunk, getting high early in the day. And then when the kids come out of school and everybody getting at work, they shut down. They're going back to sleep. And then they wake it back up late in the evening. And then they coming back outside again for the second run of devilment. This is a reality in our village. This is a reality in our village. We got to separate from everybody. Jackson was reported missing last Sunday, but before her family and friends were able to organize a search party to look for her, police discovered that they were dealing with a homicide. Police confirmed Jackson had texted her family on Sunday, February 25th, asking for help and saying she had been kidnapped. Early that next day, police found her body and they got the location, Lower Avenue, and they say she was shot. Police say they were able to find Mahogany's body as well as the people suspected of kidnapping and killing her thanks to assistance from the community, right? So now they got the mugshot of these nothing niggas that had nothing to do, nothing better to do, but do what they did to the young sister, right? Hanging around niggas is dangerous. You know what I mean? Beloved, I wish I could say something different. I can't. Hanging around niggas is dangerous. I wish I could say something different, beloved, but I can't. Hanging around niggas is dangerous, right? Avoid niggas at all costs. Your family should get all of your time, talent, energy. Your family, right? Birmingham Police Chief Scott Thurman says the suspects filmed portions of their crimes. When niggas are savage, it is their call of duty to pull out the phone and record their savagery. The facts of this case are deplorable and sickening, said Thurman. Saddest of all, they were made public by the suspects' decision to videotape portions of this horrific act. We'll stop there. Check this out. They played as friends. They played as friends, and they say jealousy is a part, right? Envy is a part, right? Poison is the biggest part. Poison is the biggest part. And you know, when you see these niggas that was involved, beloved, I mean, like, check this out. Let me say it this way. You got to be able to use, we need to bring the mentality of being prejudiced back. Being prejudiced is a powerful tool, right? Prejudice, we were taught that being prejudiced was wicked, but the wicked man taught us that. So we had to know that's not so. Prejudice is you listen to your inner motor and you are prejudging people based on what you are taught and what you feel that is a part of them. You're prejudging. Beloved, if I fucking walked into a bank, you know what I mean? And a motherfucker came in there with a mask on. I'm going to prejudge that, oh, he's coming in here to rob the spot. I'm prejudging the situation. I'm a big stickler on an adult man and woman dressing neat and dressing clean. Not expensive. Neat and clean. If I see a person that don't look neat and they don't look clean, there's absolutely no way they can get in 3 feet of me. I prejudge them already. I'm prejudiced. I'm already prejudiced. Man, who the fuck this nigga? Man, get the fuck up out of here. Look at the picture of these niggas that was involved in this shit. And I'm like, they can get around you. They can get around you. I'm just saying this, beloved. Let's use our eyes. Let's use our ears. Let's use all our gates. Let's prejudge. Let's separate, because separation is our salvation. Stay away from crackers. Stay away from niggas. That will extend your life. And beloved, we just gonna leave it there. We just gonna leave it there. Peace and black power to your family. Yes, beloved, we thank you guys so much for listening. You know, the state of Alabama wins. The prison wins. They're going to put these seven niggas in jail. And when you got family in jail, it's a strain on the... See, it's the friends that get you in trouble. It's the friends that get you locked up. This bullshit association, right? Once you get behind that wall, when niggas start calling from jail, the friends don't pick up no more. Now, everything falls back on the natural family. Your brothers and sisters and aunties and uncles and cousins, everybody got to put on your books now. Where all the friends are gone now. So why would you, if you can't, why would you, why are you involved with them in the first place? Ask a nigga that went to jail and tell you, write down a list of his partners that held him down. It never happens. You go to jail, that prison contact list, ain't number family members on there. And the state of Alabama is going to bleed these families dry. The phone call is going to be expensive. Everything is electronic now. The phone calls is going to be expensive. The video chat is going to be expensive. Everything is going to be expensive. And the family is going to have to foot the bill. Let's keep our people out of jail. Let's stop throwing our children out of the house so early. If your child don't, everybody can do it their own way. If your child don't have $20,000 saved up, let them stay in your home till they got $20,000 before you put their ass out. Let them stay in the house. Let them work. Let them save $20,000 before you. Because if you're a young man and you ain't got no money, you gonna get caught up in bullshit like this. A nothing nigga running around with a bunch of other nothing niggas. And then it's going to hurt somebody on the innocent side of town. Come on, what are we doing? At least 10 grand. Help your child raise at least 10, I say 20. But not for nothing, 10 or do. Before they go out, get their own place, do their own thing. Because they'll have more wiggle room to move around in America with. This is a pay-as-you-go country. I don't know if you fucking know this. You pay from the time that you get here, it's a cost. And all the way up till you die, that casket, and that's a cost. You pay everywhere in between. This is a pay-as-you-go country. We can't be putting our kids out the fucking house at 18, 19, 20. We know he ain't got $1,500 to his name. She ain't got $1,500 to her name. Why the fuck are they out on your own? The sisters are getting by with the Section 8 shit. Not the brothers. Let Peanut and Pee-wee and Junebug and Tank them, let them stay in the crib. Till they get by 10 bands, then say, okay, son. Okay, daughter, now you can get your own spot. That's just, we'll leave it there. Peace and black power to your family. Yes, thank you guys so much for listening and hanging out. This is indeed Real Black Content Form Podcast. This is your brother V, man. I'm going to get it with you guys later. Peace, peace, beloved, and more peace.
Six of the eight defendants in the murder and kidnapping of 20-year-old Mahogany Jackson appeared in court today in Birmingham for a preliminary hearing. Prosecutors displayed still images from videos taken while Jackson was held against her will. ABC 3340's Gracie Johnson was in the courtroom today. And Gracie, some of the defendants' charges were reduced and even dropped.
Muriel, based on testimony and evidence that was presented during the preliminary hearing, Judge William Bell found probable cause for the defendants to be bound over for grand jury consideration. But like you said, some of the charges were reduced. Brandon Pope, Jeremiah McDowell, Francis Harris, Tasia Lewis, Giovanni Clapp, and Ariana Robinson were all in court Wednesday for the preliminary hearing. The prosecution presented graphic screenshots from videos. All of these were taken while Mahogany Jackson was held against her will before she was murdered. The photos depicted Mahogany being slapped, punched, stripped nude, and forced to perform sexual acts while held at gunpoint. Jefferson County District Attorney Danny Carr discussed the nature of the videos.
Sheer brutality, the barbaric nature of it. You can't substitute that by just still photos.
There are 8 videos total initially brought forward to law enforcement by an acquaintance who was able to provide copies of some of the videos and direct investigators to Jackson's body. Investigators discovered 3 additional videos late Tuesday night. All 8 of the defendants are seen in a portion of at least 1 of the videos. Pope, McDowell, and Harris were initially charged with 2 counts each of capital murder. Pope and McDowell's capital murder charge on the basis of rape and sodomy were dropped. Harris's 2 counts of capital murder both carried over. Lewis and Clapp were each charged with single felony murder charges and assault in the second degree. Clapp's assault charge was reduced to third degree assault, which is a misdemeanor. Lewis's assault charge was bound over. Robinson was present in court today, yet her felony murder charge was bound over by another judge. Now, while some of the charges today were dropped or reduced, Judge Bell said that it's clear that he made it clear that these charges can be brought back at any time by a grand jury. Live in Birmingham, Gracie Johnson, ABC 3340 News.
Thanks for listening. Remember to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Google, Anchor, Spotify, and Facebook. Also, don't forget to like, share, and comment on the podcast. Your opinion of what you just heard is important to the platform. So yes, beloved, your comments are the engine and fuel to the machine. Stay blessed and have a powerful day.